Welcome to Tantra FM. What we have for today? Unfortunately, when thinking about making love, most people imagine only one thing – physical contact. However, for harmonious couples, making love is not strictly limited to physical act. Stay tuned and you'll find out how you can make love divinely without intercourse. Then it will be the man's turn to pay attention. You are about to discover a small but efficient guide for couple happiness. Diet is a very important aspect for yogi. We should cover what you need to know most about food and how to transform eating into a sacred act in a simple 5-minute lecture. Afterwards, we shall elaborate some more on Bagalamukhi, the goddess of divine fascination. Towards the end, we'll perform a meditation of communion with Bagalamukhi using proper musical support. Our yogi hosts Amaris and Valentino will also keep you company.
This is Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Valentino. The art of making love divinely, without intercourse. Unfortunately, when thinking about making love, most people imagine only one thing, the intimate physical contact. In the case of a harmonious couple, who know and love each other, making love is not strictly limited to the immediate physical act. On the contrary, making love becomes a common state of mind and spirit, a state that they may share for more than 1 or 2 days. Such a couple reaches the point in which they are able to communicate quickly and so profoundly that even a glance can give rise to ecstatic passion. Kissing, passionately embracing and caressing are very important for a complete erotic fusion. Loving and caring couples who act this way in their intimate lives use every single opportunity to express their affection and adoration. An affectionate touch or a tender caress is often much more important than 1,000 words. Probably everyone has experienced a passionate embrace at a certain moment, which made words futile and useless. These experiences amplify the mutual appreciation and, not surprisingly, the erotic aspect of their lives gains in importance and enthusiasm. Sometimes these intimate, apparently insignificant things can express a simple I love you, or other times they are obviously and plainly the prelude to an erotic act. Such a couple can communicate even without words because the two lovers reach a point where they are able to recognize precisely the meaning of the other's behavior and they are able to understand the signals which show that the other wants to make love. Long-lasting prelude. This delicious way of initiating an erotic fusion becomes a longer and more profound anticipation of the act that will take place at a certain time in the near future. Now you have the opportunity to see the difference for yourself and your partner, because this approach to sexuality will certainly generate benefic changes in your lives, changes that will not go unnoticed. On the other hand, this approach endows you with the means of practically and intelligently handling the ups and downs of sexual appetite and desire. You will also notice that because of the harmony established between the two partners, the erotic interest appears sooner, together with the ability to act suitably. Thus, when the actual fusion occurs, sexual intercourse will be more profound and successful because it will take place on the basis of a complete awakening of both partners' erotic interest in each other. Thus, you may deal with the variations in your sexual appetite much easier. Even a potential failure, viewed from a different perspective, based on the fact that the erotic relationship may be sensual, even if not physically sexual, can be easily overlooked. It is interesting to note that the couple becomes free from tensions and stresses due to a healthy interest in sex. Consequently, the couple experiences an increase of erotic pleasure, and they even make love longer and more intensely. Secrets. In a steady and long-term relationship, lovers can reach a non-verbal level of communication and sense the feelings and thoughts of their partner. Revealing a secret to your partner will preserve and intensify the mystery and communion between you. For instance, the woman whispers into her lover's ear, while dancing together, that she is wearing his favorite piece of lingerie. Touching, by accident, certain parts of his body can have an extraordinary effect. Some couples create a magical impression upon each other simply with a look. Another secret revealed here is connected to the mysterious language of lovers, characteristic to each couple, in which they communicate even in public. Thus, they have the possibility of sharing with each other their exact feelings, their erotic moods and expectations, and, consequently, feeling a lot happier and intimate. Jealousy. Here is a way in which couples will be less predisposed to suffering from jealousy. They should flirt almost all the time, trying to respond to the other's mysterious love calls. They will no longer consider the other persons as threats, because at this point they know that what they have together is worth a lot more than any superficial relationship. If this sounds like a dream to you, or appears too difficult to be achieved, some simple solutions will be given here that empower you to improve your couple relationship. Start by going back to the way you behaved in the beginning of your relationship, when you flirted naturally. Most couples who did not flirt in the beginning find it hard to express their love outside intercourse. Offer gifts to one another, with no reason at all. There is no need for them to be expensive, because what really matters are your thoughts and feelings when you offer them. Kiss more. Call each other at least once a day to say I love you. Leave love notes in unexpected places where you are sure she will find them. Date as if you are teenagers and this is your very first date. Don't forget that there's always another option, another possibility to choose. There are many people in love who, for years, miss chances to be really happy. Many couples realize that they forgot how to behave, and only when they go back to the first stage of the relationship do they feel the happiness they felt when they were courting each other constantly. However, you know that practice makes perfect, and following these guidelines, you will soon see that you will become an expert in the art of flirting and courtship. Be patient and keep in mind that your experience of life and the results obtained will soon amaze you. Sensual vacations. A very simple and efficient method which will bring wonderful results is to organize sensual vacations. Such erotic mini vacations may last one night, a weekend, or even longer. The main goal is to get out of the routine, regardless of the fact that you are in bed or out of it, to flirt and to really court your partner. You can arrange these vacations in advance. Thus, you can talk about an aphrodisiac breakfast in bed, a sensual massage, making love in unusual places, a new erotic position, or any other kind of erotic fusion that you are certain your lover will fully enjoy. Or, why not spend a whole night making all your shared fantasies come true? Naturally, every couple has a specific idea about what is good for them, what suits them, and what they've always loved to do. It is better to send these signals a couple of days before the event so that your partner is surprised but not surpassed by the events. Acting this way will allow your partner to anticipate and even fantasize about what is going to happen. It doesn't have to be very expensive. You can put it together in your house, or you can have a special dinner or a picnic for two. Whatever you do and wherever you are, what really matters is abandoning yourself completely to your partner and trying to do wonderful things together. Afterwards, take the time to discuss what happened. Describe your feelings in detail in order to see what went right and what didn't. It would be best to take turns in organizing these vacations so that you both have the opportunity to choose, act, and decide according to your own preferences. It's kissing time. Don't miss any opportunity to learn how to become a better kisser. Spend a lot of time practicing the art of kissing when you are turned on or whenever you feel sexy. As a result of erotic massage, you may learn to caress your lover in an extremely erotic way. Grant yourself a whole night and announce to your lover that you will not make love in an ordinary manner. Then you can get creative, use your imagination, and be happy. Some couples become highly aroused even if they do not intend to have sexual intercourse, while for other couples it is harder. Of course, you could end up by simply touching each other, or one of you could help the other have an orgasm without ejaculation. It is not necessary for erotic play to end with orgasm and ejaculation, even if this was the way you used to make love. Oral stimulation without the ejaculatory orgasm is well known and also preferred by most people. The real man myth. It is regrettable that nowadays many men firmly believe that any form of physical love must end with intercourse. Many women, maybe even most of them, repeatedly say that they would prefer more kisses and embraces before and during an intimate moment. Generally, almost all men think that a real man has sex for several hours and never plays like a teenager. This determines that a fairly large number of women who do not want an intimate relation refuse men and any actions that might lead to lovemaking. On the other hand, many men consider that touching and embracing automatically lead to sexual intercourse. They have become accustomed to this pattern of thinking to such a degree that they are unable to distinguish between the physical act and any other forms of fusing with their beloved. A change in this pattern of thought requires a lot of time and effort. Such a man needs encouragement to be helped and taught how to enjoy sensual, erotic experiences without intercourse. It will probably seem strange to him in the beginning, but in time he will become more self-assured. His willpower will increase, and he will become even more virile. Why not sex? Why shouldn't a couple want to have sex? There are a lot of reasons. Few of us want or can make love all the time, or to be more precise, exactly when the person we love wants to. This is why sex is not an option, applicable no matter what, which helps maintain the intimacy and harmony of a couple. Thus, in a long-term relationship, there are a lot of situations in which both partners would like to express their mutual love. It is not always possible to make love, for example. During the last months of pregnancy, immediately after birth, after a surgical procedure, in between stages of illnesses, etc. All these situations plead in favor of the method presented previously, being in such cases where you will be able to make love with your beloved in the absence of the physical act itself. For many loving, strong couples, making love without sex plays a special part in day-to-day life. Even if none of the previous situations exist, acting like this, the couples bring into their lives the missing element and express their love in unusual yet appealing ways which enrich their relationship. But, as in the case of any other problem, this also depends on the harmony and equilibrium between sex and erotic manifestations that exclude physical contact. The goal should be to reach and maintain that ideal state in which both of you are exceptionally satisfied, fulfilled, and happy about your love life.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, the key to your heart. I'm your host, Amaris. A small guide for couple happiness, only for men. You've watched them many times, tossing about under the coat. Thrilling. You've often admired them through your lover's daring décolletage. Now, when they're offered to you willingly, learn to profit to the full from their nectar. Touch them with the tips of your fingers. Softly pinch their nipples, play with these two halos. Put both of your hands on her breasts, massage them and delicately knead them. Now they're ready to welcome your passionate kisses. Insist on the nipples, for they're very sensitive and very responsive to tenderness. Even if it is small, the breast loves to be observed and adored, as it ought to be. The buttocks are always in the center of your attention. You often notice them before any other part of the body. Learn how to show them interest. Suggest to your lover to lie on her belly, thus offering you a remarkable view of her hidden beauty. Put both of your hands on her buttocks and start by touching them tenderly. Then, making circular movements, move away and draw near these exciting round parts. Kiss, softly bite, and especially don't forget about the line which separates the two buttocks. This is an erogenous zone of which few are aware. Massage the sacrum, press gently on the coccyx, and then slowly massage downwards. So as to make her enjoy your caresses even more, ask your lover to curve a little, and you will thus be able to admire her as much as you wish. Caress her breasts with your penis. You
before penetrating the already wet cave of your lover, who's now at the climax of excitation. Caress her in a less usual manner, but an extremely sensual one. Lie over her after she lies on her back. Then imitate the moves of penetration, the penis being already hard, hitting and at the same time touching her tenderly. These caresses are enough to overwhelm her. So touch her breasts with your penis, prick her navel delicately, and then in the clitoris, touch her most erogenous zone. The atmosphere is getting hotter and hotter, and the lubrication liquid that runs out from her vagina is making you crazy. Her beautiful sex, being already prepared by your attentive care, you can now be more concerned with the clitoris. For the beginning, touch it tenderly with your tongue, softly, then more and more forcibly, more insistently. Kiss it, bite it softly and delicately, caress it with your tongue. Seize it with your lips as if you wanted to inspire it, while with your tongue you hit it jerkily and tenderly at the same time. Spread her labia using your forefingers, and with your thumb, touch the clitoris more and more insistently. This type of stimulation is often enough to make many women reach orgasm. Introduce one or more fingers in her welcoming vagina. But before this, you may moisten them in your own saliva, or you may offer your fingers directly to her to moisten them. Penetrate the vagina with your fingers. Imitate the coming and going movements of the penis. Explore the valley of pleasures by slowly turning about. Then lick your fingers that have been moistened in her appetizing secretions, without losing her from your sight. Offer her the pleasure of tasting this aphrodisiacal liqueur as well. Kiss her sex passionately. Lie on your back and ask your lover to lie over you, so that her sex should be right in front of your mouth. You will thus have an inconceivably beautiful view of her trunk with precious jewels. She will thus enjoy a complete freedom of movement, being able to unrestrictively express her ecstatic drunkenness to the climax to which you will bring her by using the skilled caresses of your tongue. The bed is not the only place where you can make love. Ask your lover to sit comfortably on an armchair. Delicately move away her thighs and lean them on the arms of the armchair. Kneel down at her feet so that your mouth is right in front of her pubis, ready to hide your tongue in the cave of 1001 wonders. Having her in your view all the time, with sensual pleasure, relish the fingers you've used to stimulate her clitoris. You might also encourage her to stimulate herself. For the beginning, direct her hand towards her breasts, then towards her belly, and finally towards her sex. Let her express herself freely. Just watch her. Encourage her with a word, a moan of pleasure, a moan of admiration. Then start to caress her in order to show her how excited you are by what she does. When she comes over you, you must know how to stoop like a real horse. Lift the pelvis with strength. Make some circular movements. Leaning on your shoulders and feet, lift the pelvis a little bit higher so that your lover should feel safe in the saddle. Keep staying in this position as long as possible. As soon as you feel tired and come back to the previous position, your lover will fall from the saddle right into your arms. Lift her pelvis. If she's impatient and eager to make love, but a little bit lazier, put some pillows under her buttocks. Or in order to offer her even more pleasure, you could hold her in this position, taking advantage of the occasion to sensually massage her buttocks.
This is Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I am your host, Valentino. The Sublime Alimentation of the Gods. Part 1. Many cultures from all around the world have developed different types of rituals based on offering food to deities. Sacred nourishment implies natural elements, to which the priest, the shaman, or another competent religious person attributes spiritual qualities by consecrating it to a specific deity. The concept of charging the food with sacred energy or with a certain type of energy has been known for a long time in Christianity as well as in the Jewish tradition. This concept is usually connected with the idea of blessing food. From another perspective, any kind of healthy food should be considered sacred, as it is, in fact, a gift that preserves life. Furthermore, in tantric philosophy, the act of eating itself is consecrated towards one's spiritual evolution. The act of eating may also be a highly erotic experience, which can be associated in many respects to the sexual act itself. Always focus on extracting the essence from the food you ingest. Eat moderately and choose the best food specific to the current season. Thus, you will learn from experience what food is suitable and what food is not. According to the yogic treaty known as Jaranda Samhita, a beginner in the practice of yoga should not eat acid, bitter, salted, or hot food. Not excessively, anyway. The same text specifically indicates that half of the stomach should be filled with food, a quarter with water or another liquid, and the other quarter should be left empty, because this will help in the practice of breathing control. Yogic teachings underline the fact that the mental attitude of the person who prepares the food becomes impregnated into it on a spiritual level. For example, an advanced yogi could find out many things about the temper of the cook only by tasting the food. Furthermore, the attitude with which we eat is also highly important, as it may have effects upon the entire digestive process. Therefore, do not eat or prepare food when you're irritated or nervous. While cooking, it is best to maintain a meditative, contemplative attitude, or even to sing, as this helps the mind focus and will contribute to the sacred quality of the food. Also, try to pay attention to the individual qualities of each type of food that you ingest. It is not recommended to excessively taste a lot of food, because this will deprive it of its sacred quality. If you cannot decide how to condiment the food, take a small quantity in a spoon, taste it, and then spice it accordingly. An aliment or a type of food cannot be consecrated or offered if it has been excessively tasted. Another important aspect is that while preparing food, one must leave aside all egotistical feelings and desires. Considering the effects of food upon the body and mind, yogic teachings have divided the food into three categories. The first category of force is known as sattva, which sustains the creative energy and spiritual attitude. Sattva-based aliments are milk, honey, butter, lactose products, nuts, cereal seeds, as well as many fruits and vegetables that grow underground. All these elements are generally known for their sweet taste and are endowed with the capacity of stimulating creative and erotic feelings. It is said that the superior nature of the mind is also sattva. All elements included in the sattva category stimulate ether and air in the subtle body, thus contributing to the growth and creativity of our inner being. The elements included in this category are usually named the nourishment of the gods, or the milk and honey of the gods, as it is known in the biblical tradition. Hindu medical treaties maintain that the essence of food is successively transformed into blood, flesh, fat, bones, marrow, and finally into sperm or ovules. Thus, from their point of view, the essence of food directly influences the appearance, aspect, and taste of sexual secretions. The same treaty suggests that sperm, which has the best quality for procreation, is sweet, non-irritating, and crystal-like in appearance.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, your guide to sacred love. I'm your host, Amaris. How the grace of the great cosmic power of divine fascination can be obtained. The great cosmic power Bagalamukhi has the divine power to turn any aspect or action into its opposite. For example, she turns speech into silence, knowledge into ignorance, power into lack of power, defeat into victory, and so on. Thus, she represents the divine wisdom which shows us that in time, everything in manifestation transforms and eventually passes cyclically through the state that defines the opposite of that aspect at a certain moment. The idea is that, being exactly at the level of the ecstatic void, between the two opposite states or conditions, from which they're generated in duality, Bagalamukhi confers the possibility of transcending the manifested state successfully, so that we're ecstatically resorbed into the oceanic silence of the beatific creative void. The resonance with this great cosmic power is amplified especially when we're able to perceive in each situation we face the existence of the complementary opposite, but without being deceived by their tempting, delusive games. For example, the ability to understand, where most of the people cannot, that the seeds of failure can be found in almost any success, that there is death in life, that in any joy there is a little bit of sadness or disillusion, or that in anger lies the spark of complete calmness. Exactly how, in the center of a hurricane, there is perfect stillness. These represent ways, and in the meantime prove the ineffable state of resonance with the consciousness of the great cosmic power of Bagalamukhi. In other words, she is the mysterious existence of the opposite aspect in which everything dissolves and returns to the unmanifested. Texts of the Hindu tantric tradition assert that the bower of Bagalamukhi in the human body is found in the soft area of the palate, that is, where Indra Yoni is situated, the point from which the sense organs related to hearing, seeing, smell, taste, which are the ears, eyes, nose, and tongue, are equally placed. Generally, this soft palatal area correlates with the function of the third eye, Ajna Chakra. Thus, Bagalamukhi, just like Chinamasta, is associated to this subtle force center. The spiritual Hindi tradition says that through a persevering and firm focus on the soft palate, the yogi can obtain complete control of his senses and of different kinds of subtle energies or prana. She reveals the mystery of life and death. Bagalamukhi also has a deep connection with the manifestation of Anahata Chakra, being the essential place of the pranic manifestation in the microcosm of the human being. As it is known, the withdrawal or focus of the vital subtle energy, prana, at the level of the heart leads to its complete immobility. This endows the advanced yogi with a total control of his existence, that is, of his life and death. The great cosmic power Bagalamukhi is another terrible form of manifestation of the supreme goddess Shakti of Shiva, the godfather. In the tantric iconography, she has a yellow color. Her raiment and jewels are yellow too, and she's adorned with garlands of yellow flowers, especially chamaka flowers. In her left hand, she holds the one who attacks her by his tongue, and with the right hand she strikes his head with her scepter. Bagalamukhi has as a support a throne decorated with purple lotus flowers. Some old texts assert that the goddess wears a wonderful jewel in the form of a half moon on her head. The yellow color of the form of the goddess, a color which sometimes is obtained using powder made from the root of the turmeric plant, symbolizes the nature of the radiant, bright, and deeply purifying energy. Besides, yellow also stands for the radiant power of spiritual knowledge, a knowledge which removes the darkness of ignorance. Thus, the yogi can wear yellow clothes when adoring this great cosmic power. In iconographical representations, the one who attacks Bagalamukhi, her enemy, that is, her opponent, is the limited and false ego of the human being. Bagalamukhi grabs and pulls out his tongue, which is a symbol for the attachment to gossip, calumny, argument, and generally for any other negative aspects of speech, which essentially is the main manifestation of the mind. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme: communion with the great cosmic force of divine fascination, Bagalamukhi. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: communion with the great cosmic force of divine fascination, Bagalamukhi. Let us begin. Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed your time with us and that you will join us again for our next broadcast.